All right, looks like we're live on the StreamYard. Hey, Susie Q, you're in. Jamie Zenheim here, Tony. I distill my own water each week. Whoa, hey, there we go. You have a distiller. He's making moonshine. Now, that's clean water. Sanitized and sterilized and has a kick. Real fire water. Just wait for the rumble to kick in, because this one always, for some reason, takes more time. I don't know why. The timer's set like 5 minutes before the show. Oh, here we go. Okay, we are here. Cool. All right, tonight I want to get into the nanotechnology, because yeah, I think there's been so much stuff floating around about, you know, nanotechnology, nanobiotech, nanogenetics, you know, all these things are flying around. And, you know, nobody seems to know really what it really is or how it really works or what the how it functions. And this you wouldn't really know. A lot of people wouldn't really know this unless they spent the last 15 years looking at this stuff, because nobody's really doing the legwork. And what we're getting today is a lot of sensationalistic stuff that, quite frankly, is sensationalism. Everyone's trying to sell something, right? Everyone's trying to sell you nano stuff or electrical devices or magnetic devices or cymatic devices or some kind of device. You know, there's always somebody trying to sell you something. They have the cure for the jab. Everyone's got a cure. Everyone's got something. So I'm going to break down some of the nonsense. So the other thing too, there's some claims that have been made with the tech, and I thought about this for a while. I thought, well, you know, there's got to be something going on here. So the thing that people forget, at the very beginning, we weren't just using the Moderna and the Pfizer. That's what's taken on the main stage. Hey, Andy from Switzerland, how you doing? Susan popped in. The main stage, the main event, the show has been focused on Moderna. The show has been focused on Pfizer. What happened to the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson? That was the first two that came out. Remember? So when we're looking at some of the stuff, hey, Sean, what's up? We're looking at some of the stuff. We have to look at just the picture clearly. Moderna and Pfizer had mRNA. Okay, so basically had messenger ribonucleic acids. And there's all kinds of ribonucleic acids in the body, all kinds of them. And they added synthetic ones. They've added XNA, CNA, LNA, PNA. There's all kinds of synthetic biology going on in the system that they've incorporated and put in. So we have that factor to factor in as well. Now, you know, when we're looking at the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson, those were all nano delivery, you know. They were only nano delivery. There was no mRNA in those shots. Those shots just had a composition of whatever they had in there, and they were all nano delivered. Now, theoretically, if that's all you've had is just those two jabs, then the technology that I make and other people have made can work, because now we're removing the nanotechnology out of the system. The nano delivery is what we're taking out. But if you've had the mRNA and the Moderna, that's a whole different ballgame. There's LNP involved. There's other things involved with that. That we have no one has any absolute idea how that works. And so for anybody to recklessly advocate to take something for these jabs and not know what they're dealing with is reckless, stupid, and irresponsible. And we have a lot of doctors doing this. We have a lot of people out there doing this kind of stuff. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a show on this whole dynamic, because I get a lot of emails as well. And a lot of people are now getting, you know, and I knew this was going to happen, confused. because they don't know what to do, And everyone is desperate, right? Everyone wants to get this shit out of their bodies. I get it. I would too. If I had made that mistake and that error and actually trusted the government, I would be in the same predicament. But this will be a lesson for those of you who may have dodged a bullet the first time. Okay. Doesn't mean because you took the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson, doesn't mean there's not any repercussions on this. There are. Your genetics have been damaged as well, just differently. And this is basically tissue bound rather than genetically bound. And that's the big difference in both of these things. So if you are were stupid enough to take these jabs on the say-so of the government, and you were stupid enough to acquiesce because you wouldn't be able to travel, go out to eat, go to visit your friends, whatever it may be. If you're that stupid to do it the first time, don't be stupid to do it the second time. So should have been. Virginia, you're on. Check your spam folder. Okay. Everyone has to understand what we're dealing with all the way around. What we're dealing with, what we're using, for what purpose. And so if we're not looking at this completely, and we're looking at it from a half-ass or a small segment or section of just the last 3 years or 4 years, then people are really dumb. And these are people that don't know shit. And these are people that all they're doing is selling. They want to make a sale. They got to have a sale. So they're going to sell you the zeolite or the methylene blue or some PMF device, even my devices, whatever. Or they're going to sell you some kind of electrical device. There's maybe a Ouija board or some kind of a I got this crystal from the dark side of Uranus. We just pulled it out of your ass and now we're going to use it on your jabs. We got to start having a brain here, and we got to start looking at the whole picture. So tonight what I did is I acquired a lot of different places, links, about morphology and how nanotechnology. I don't know. Okay, well, I don't know what happened then. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with you guys not getting my emails. You'll be getting the emails and then you're not getting them. So there must be something going on and I have no control over it. So I'll take a look, but I'm pretty sure you're on that list. I haven't taken anybody off the list unless they ask me to. But the shows are going to be every other day at 8 o'clock, so you know that as well. They're sure all getting desperate now. Well, you just got it. Okay, yeah, that happened to Annie B. She got her thing an hour after the show. Imagine that. Oh, here we go. And there's Karen. Okay, so we got everybody in here. Okay, so I wanted to get into these details because these are details that people that are just the Johnny come latelys are getting involved in any of this stuff. You know, some of these doctors are using green laser, and I was looking into that green laser, and I got to tell you, I'm not impressed. The research that I got on it that was supposed to be based on things they're doing. If you're using a green laser, it actually constructs the nanotechnology. I actually got the posting in the Substack so you can see it. So there's going to be a lot of things I'm pointing out in the Substack that when you read it, you're going to see a bigger picture of what's going on. And there's a lot, again, going on with this that, again, is misleading. You know, it's a wonder, you know, because seems like you got to really pay attention and not just get seduced into the sensationalism that we're seeing today. There's a lot of it. Trust me, there's a whole lot of it going on. Because according to the research, and again, the green laser idea is not necessarily accurate on any level either, because it's done in a specific manner. It's designed to create a delivery mechanism to deliver the payload, and then the red light that hits it, which actually opens it up and releases the payload. But the green light actually will construct nano assembly. So this is not something you really want to be playing with, you know, for whatever reason. Now, lasers do work on the electromagnetic field as well. And depending on the nanometers and whatever and what spectrum they're using, they can be in the lower ranges or the higher ranges. But we said 13 years ago that photonic energy could cause assembly of these particles. All the research we were seeing back then that light could and would engage in assembly. Because what's happening is, this is the difference between some of these technologies, and nobody again is paying attention. Okay, when you're looking at a laser beam firing a photonic energy, it's firing it as a stream, just like if it was a current or just like it was some sort of electricity. It will, because of the nature of the way it's firing, it will actually activate. It will charge up the particles. It will encourage a power buildup. And because nanotechnology has no resistance, if they're using a carbon or because of the particulates that they're using and the nanosecond that they are apart, energy just goes right through them. There is no resistance. It's 100% full-on power. So what happens is these particles will now get energized and charged up to continue in their assembly. Now, there's this other stuff, too, that they talk about, putting particles here, putting particles there. Again, the idea that nanoparticles are going to stop nanoparticles. It's insanely stupid. They assimilate, they integrate, and they morph. And morphology can come from any energy source. Hey, Jesus Christ, the truth, how you doing? Any energy source that hits these things will charge them up. And because you have two modes of operanda with nanoparticles, A, they are pre-programmed to do whatever they're going to do, where they have cages or dendrimers that will deliver a payload of particles to a specific area to release a chemical construction or drug or whatever they want to put in there. Or B, it can be activated and directed by a frequency program. Just like if you take a remote control and you turn on your TV by hitting the on button and then you start hitting the channels, it has the same type of technology. Because now you're programming it with a frequency. The TV has all the channels and all you got to do is turn it on. So that's how a lot of this stuff works as well. So when we're looking at all the things that they're saying today and all the, and how it's all being directed, it's amazing to me what we're seeing. You know, it's amazing to me what's being propagated, you know, and again, everyone's stuck looking at the graphene. What about all the other thousands of metals that we're exposed to? Aluminum is a bigger threat than graphene is. You're more exposed to that metal than almost any other metal on the planet. And you also have titanium, which is even more, and silica is another one that's really bad. That's also in the atmosphere. So why are we not dealing with silica? Why are we not dealing with titanium? Why are we not dealing with the aluminum? You know, why are we not dealing with the nano silver? Why are we not dealing with the black carbon that's in the atmosphere? And why are we not dealing with the carbon C60 that's up there as well? See, this is what kind of makes me wonder what the hell's going on. What we're looking at today, there is so much shit we're exposed to just from the air itself. And to just deduce that we only have one component to look at because of an injection, what about all the precursors that went into the body before these injections were put in there? You know, what about all those metals, all those nanoparticles? And when we talk about heavy metal poisoning, right? We're going to detox from heavy metal poisoning. What does that actually mean? What does that really mean? Does it mean that you got a 10-pound piece of lead in your body that you got to expel? Or does it mean that you have so many particulates in your system that it has created a certain density or a certain volumization as a result of so many of these particles in the body? See, when people talk heavy metals, everyone's got this idea that I got a piece of steel in my gut. I got a piece of iron. I got a piece of lead. I got a chunk of aluminum. You know, this is what everyone has in their head when they start talking detoxing metal. So when they go to the washroom, they look after to get off the toilet, looking for a bar of steel to come out of their backside. You know, it's not the way it works. Hey, Sherry, how you doing? So when we're looking at all of this, you know, then we got the radiation. Whoa, radiation. And we're talking about frequencies, and everyone's still stuck on 5G. I don't know what it takes for people to grow up. I really don't understand this. That people have this mindset that the government isn't doing more, that the military isn't developing weaponry more sophisticated than what's currently going on right now. And it amazes me that people think that, you know, just because we've made this wonderful discovery about 4G and 5G, and that has not evolved or has been developed. They think eating cilantro will do the job. Yeah, well, that's another mythos. I've never worked on mercury at all. Most of that was just bullshit. Again, to sell a product that didn't really work. I actually had a herbalist down in Arizona. Their classroom actually did a research on it to see how effective it was. It didn't do shit. Nothing. Zip. Another product that has a waste. It may have a cleansing effect on the kidneys, and it may help the kidneys flush by the spine, and it may be a diuretic. And in that regard, it may have a benefit, and it may have other benefits too. You know, it may have nutrients and other things. But as far as pulling mercury out, the best thing that pulls mercury out of the body is sulfur. There's a product that used to be sold in the health food industry, which they banned because it worked. It actually worked at pulling mercury out. It was called Emeride. Emeride, you can make it. Sodium thiosulfate will pull it out as well. How long would it take the air to go back to being normal if they stopped? About 1,000 years. They have been chemtrailing since 1947. That's 77 years. So this is not going to go away in a few years. That concept is another thing that is so far-fetched in my mind. Before chemtrails, what's your take on supplements from health shops? Depends what they are. I go into health shops all the time. I may get tinctures. I may get powders, like amino acids, whatever, or collagen, stuff like that. But when it comes to the actual pills themselves, you really got to read what you're buying. A lot of it today is just pure shit. It really is. They got silica dioxide in there. They got titanium dioxide. They've got aluminum. They got natural and artificial flavors. They got all these binding agent, microcrystalline cellulose, and cross-car. I saw one product yesterday. I don't know where. I was in a health shop yesterday. I walked in, and I was looking at this one product. They had so many wood components mixed with this supplement, I couldn't believe that they actually were selling this shit and getting away with it. And it's not just supplements. Even the food. When you're going down the health food store, and you're looking at even the packaging of some of the shit they're selling, it's shit. A lot of it's just shit. You got to really be careful with it. You know, I'll have to re-listen later. I'm at work and on phone, not hearing sound. Okay. So when we're looking at, believe it or not, Walmart sells cleaner products than some of the health food stores. And that's saying a lot, really, when you think about it. Now, Walmart sells a lot of shit, too. I mean, tons of shit. And I would probably buy 90% of it. About the same in the health food store today. You know, I might get my cream there. I may get eggs from them. And again, that could be dubious as well. You know, I will get, like I said, amino acids. I will get collagen. I will get, if they are minerals that are powdered, like potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, manganese, chloride, any kind of chloride, if they have it in a powdered form, and that's all that's in it, just powder, I will, I'll look at what else is in there. If there's nothing else in there, I'll pick it up. A lot of times, my calcium chloride, I get pretty much at a retail store. I'm a carnivore diet kind of dude. I can't trust anything these days. Well, I would buy my stuff in bulk. If I'm going to be using supplements, I try to buy them in bulk, and then I compound them myself, just so I know they haven't added any nano component to the material. They haven't added any kind of aborted baby proteins to the material. They haven't added any toxic metal to the material. And they didn't put it in a material that's a plasticizer. Well, truth, trust, I got what you said. Yeah, I made it at work. Well, this thing. Hey, Tony. Okay. Hey, coffee from, man, you're still working up in Alaska? Are you shoveling snow, killing bears, skinning moose? It's a stereotype thing, I know. So what we got here. So like I said, it's important that we look at what we're looking at on every level. You know, there are some things that are unavoidable. We cannot not eat, but you can try again to minimize, because the nanoparticles that we're exposed to in our bodies are also in the food supply. It's also in the earth. It's also in the water. It's also in the air. These are other narratives that none of these people are dealing with. I think these people got this idea that the air doesn't count. Food supply doesn't count. Or they keep with the orgasmically organic bullshit. But it's organic. It's biological. Oh, it's this. It's oh, it's that. Yeah. Again, you know, I always tell people, look at things with a scope. A lot of people tell me they won't do that. That blows me away. They don't want to know. They would blindly keep eating, assuming in their minds that if it's okay, if they don't know what's in the food supply, they'll eat it and they're not going to be affected by it. Then within a couple of years, they're knocking on my door. Can you help me, please? I'm dying. I should have listened to you. I shouldn't have ate that piece of bread. I shouldn't have ate that oatmeal. I shouldn't have ate that box cereal. Shit, they're trying to kill us. And I'm like, okay, really? Really? I've been telling you that for how long? You know, 30 years, 35 years, I've been screaming from the rooftop that, you know, you're being killed. Last 15 years, I've been pointing out that the biotech that they're taking you out with, you know, I still understand why folks never took notice of the chemtrails, even though they were, because they didn't want to acknowledge it. They figured it's going to go away by itself. That's why we're in the predicament we're in. It's called decadence. It's called compliancy. It's called being complacent. It's called being well-fed and fattened, ready to be slaughtered. All you got to do is come to Canada and you'll see all kinds of fattened calves ready to be sacrificed on the satanic altar called the parliamentary system. You know, this is the truth. This is the truth. And you know what other things I always get to? Well, we can't overwhelm people. Fuck that. You know, we don't have time to hold people by the hand. And, you know, have them, you know, wave a nipple in their mouth anymore. They got to grow up. Everyone's got to grow up on this. Where the planet is dying because of negligence, because of decadence, because of you know, being fattened, lazy, watching a fucking hockey game. I mean, seriously, hockey does nothing for you, or a basketball game. The distractions that television does today keeps people in the state of false security or false safety. You ever notice, you know, you live in a neighborhood, middle-class suburban neighborhood, whatever, or rural, very rural. And yet, when you live in those neighborhoods, you got to have 25 locks on each door. Your windows have to be barred. You have to have a bazooka, a tank, and an anti-aircraft missile, and you know, you got to have everything just locked right down. Isn't that insane? And this is supposed to be a better life? Now, the ghettos are not a life at all. Ghettos are basically what they are. They're a prison yard. and you have to learn to adapt and to be political in that situation to avoid getting killed. But the I saw something today. I got to tell you, I saw this and I thought, wow, this was cool. Well, it wasn't cool, but it was cool, kind of cool. Makes no sense. I know I'm talking in riddles here. This was down in South America, one of the countries down there, you know, and this guy was walking down the street with his girlfriend. Okay, walking down the street with his girlfriend. And this guy is on the street, and he decides to charge this guy's girlfriend to grab her purse. Now, this guy was about 5'6", 5'7", that was with the gal. And the other guy is about 6 foot, whatever, 6 foot two. That little guy fought this guy. I mean, he just grabbed the purse from him, and he was just going at it with the guy, you know, and the guy got on his motorcycle and took off. I thought, wow, haven't seen that in a long time. You know, he wasn't going to have none of it. None of it. I thought, well, someone still has their testosterone intact. Someone still has their balls hanging where they're supposed to. You know, someone knows what they are, and they know they have a set of balls and a dick. They know they're men. You know, not this foo-foo crap. And you see some jackass coming out with a dress and all fat and pudged up, and oh, because we got these bits. Those aren't bits. Those are male genitalia, indicating that you are a male and you have a biological function. But that's what they're saying today. There was this one guy I met years ago, and he was calling his sperm junk. I said, what the fuck? Junk? You know. It just amazed me. The whole thing amazed me. You're calling bits and junk. Bits and junk. I wonder what the women call themselves. I mean, because you don't hear it too much, right? I'm sure women say, well, you know, I got a pair of, you know, anchors on my chest, and I got this gap between my legs, but you know, I got a gap and anchor gap. You know what I mean? Do they talk this way? Kind of makes you wonder, right? It's really ridiculous where we're at today. And the same thing with this nano. It's the same thing. We're in this whole nano quagmire. And we got everyone trying to figure out how to get these injections from these people. All you got to do is watch the boys from Brazil. If you want to watch the boys from Brazil, you might get a good idea what's required to remove the genetic part of these injections. Yeah, I'm now talking Moderna and Pfizer. Because if you don't remove that part of it, guess what? You're not going to get it out. And if you're not investigating the LNP, again, guess what? You're not going to get it out. It's going to rebuild. It's going to restore. I will also make this straight out, too. If you're doing anything and you don't disengage the technology, you're pissing in the wind, number one. Number two, whatever you think you've got now may be superficial. Within 2 weeks, it's going to come back even more so. Now, some people have said, well, they're getting relief from this and they're getting relief from that. I got news for all of you on this, too. You will be detoxifying this nanotechnology the rest of your life unless you find some way to live in some kind of isolation where the air is filtered from this nano, the water is filtered from the nano, the soil you're using to grow your plants are nano-free, and that the plants that you're having do not have any kind of genetic anomaly in their seeds. So you're going to be doing this for quite some time. There's not going to be any time, well, it's, you know, we're going to be done and we'll be finished from this. I'll tell you when we will get done. So, you know, you have no illusions, no bullshit, no pie in the sky, no pretty smiley face. You will get this done when the sky has had the nanoparticles removed from the atmosphere. You will get this done when the towers go down and you're no longer being irradiated by these frequencies. You'll get this done when you throw away those fucking cell phones. You'll get this done when you quit eating genetically modified organisms or bioengineered foods. When you get all this removed from the system and then you clean the water table by removing all these hormone endocrine disrupting chemicals. Women get birth control, right? They get the birth control and then they go into the toilet and they take a piss. Where do you think that birth control is going? Mpox announcement today. Okay. We've had to make a time machine and go back to the 1800s. Sounds like we got to move to another planet. Well, may not necessarily have to move to another planet, and you may be able to build an environment I just mentioned. May have to build the filters, and that's not impossible. You can develop an electrostatic charge filter, which would burn up all these nanoparticles and then vacuum them into a containment and then just burn them. We went back in time. It's obvious we missed a few key players. If we went back in time, it's obviously we missed a few key players. Who would we be missing? See, we'd be missing Trudeau. We'd be missing Harper. We'd be missing Chrétien. We'd be missing Mulroney. We would be missing Reagan and Bush Jr., Bush Sr., Clintons, Obama. What would we be missing? might be missing. What would we be missing? I'm still trying to, what would we be missing? The air would be cleaner. The food would be healthier. People would be healthier. But again, there was a lot more poverty 100 years ago, too. So, or 200 years ago. Trump. Hey, I got something. It's in the Discord. Someone sent it to me, and I thought it was hilarious. Trump and Kamala created a baby. Trump and Kamala created a baby. It's a meme. the baby came out warp speed. The baby was warp sped. Looked just like his dad. Same suit, same tie, same blonde hair. A little darker, but someone did not do their job. Must have been migrants. Well, maybe. But I think it'd be the government. I thought it was funny too. Warp speed, baby. Warp speed. 1 minute he's holding her. He's got his hands around. He's hugging her. Next thing you know, she's pregnant. Next thing you know, little baby Trump's running around. Boy, that's war. Talk about warp speed. Guy did not waste any time. From hugging her to baby. Boom. Must be all that adrenochrome he's been using. Who knows? But anyhow. So we have to look at what has to be done in order to get the environment clean. See, we never had these diseases or health issues that we have today back in the 60s. What? I just said that. You should have been got that 20 minutes ago. Where are we? More 40 minutes ago, you should have got it. Well, an hour ago, actually. Should have got that an hour ago. Yeah, you're right at the very bottom where I start. VA Prepper got hers late too. I just wonder. AI doesn't want me to listen to you. Well, may not be just AI, but AI is probably playing a major role. When we're looking at all this stuff, like I said, if we were in an environment that didn't have microwaving hitting us, which are magnetic fields, we didn't have engineered foods, bioengineered foods, chemically made, actually. Because, again, they're putting the bioengineering in the labeling now because Silly Billy is now trying to manufacture meat in a lab. And so he wants to get a patent on this pretty soon so that everybody will be eating this shit thinking they're eating real meat or thinking they're eating real whatever, And they may be making this meat out of crickets, for all we know, or cockroaches or worms or something to that effect. So like I said, if you can develop the environment where you have a grid around you that can emit some kind of electrostatic charge or creating a magnetic field of its own to block any kind of frequencies that can hit you, And you're also shielded with, you know, inside of some kind of domain that may have a copper, aluminum, iron, zinc, brass, and graphite as a diamagnetic material that will disperse frequencies with an electric plating over that or electric covering over that. If you have your foods grown in an aquaponic, hydroponic, or a soil that has been completely cleaned up from the nano infiltration, and that's all done, there's a good chance in about 3 years you'll be pretty much nano free. Or if you do have it inside, it won't be enough to make a difference in affecting you. That would be the reality. We really want to clean this up, which is not going to happen. Well, as I'm just looking on the stock exchange, and the U.S. military has just paid some small Canadian company to mine cobalt in Canada. What's going to happen to that water? Anybody even, you know, looking at that aspect of it? And imagine if that water is going over that cobalt, they're going through it. How much of that is becoming a nano or pico particulate that will saturate the water molecules? The water won't be worth anything. So again, when we're looking at all the stuff that's happening today, and again, the confusion of everything, you know, well, you can take this pill, you can use this metal, you can take this nano, you can, you know, you can do, you know, put yourself in a rocket to the moon. Could you create some type of dome? Yeah, you could. I mean, if you had the power to go around it. You have to remember, 6G is a very powerful frequency, and that'll go through just about anything. You have to create a specific component to be able to deflect 6G. But this is where the problem lies. You can build any kind of structure as a Faraday. It doesn't matter what it is. If you have a diamagnetic material that will deflect a frequency, okay, it may create an electrical charge, but it'll deflect a frequency. If the frequency is hitting that material, doesn't matter what it is, from red brick to aluminum siding to silver, copper, brass, graphite, gold, bismuth. Bismuth and graphite are the best diamagnetic repulsive material to repel frequencies. But if the frequency intensity exceeds the limitation of your barrier, it will go through it. It will penetrate. Everyone's got this idea, you know, that you make an aluminum mesh and put it around your bed. That's going to stop everything. It won't. It will stop whatever it is measured to be able to stop. But if your ground even is not a ground anymore, and it too is bringing up a charge because of a ground wave or a Gwen Tower or whatever they're using, then it too will have a reverse effect where instead of the charge going into the earth, it's coming back out of the earth and hitting your Faraday cage. So these are things you have to consider today, because we're no longer in that realm of, okay, I'm going to build a simple Faraday cage. Not going to work. If you're talking 5G and it does get into your system, into your place, or 6G, which will more likely penetrate, a simple way to look at this too is just take a walk down the street. Look at all the old brick homes. Look at all the old red brick, not the fake shit, the real red brick. Take a look at the iron oxide that has formed on that brick as a result of the exposure from these frequencies, because they'll heat that brick up. Open it up, create a porosity, then you got whatever moisture or humidity that's in the air, and that will start to oxidize. Now, it may be able to stop a certain level of frequency that it may be hitting, but once it exceeds its strength or its barrier, you know, blocking capacity, once it goes beyond that, frequencies will come right in. So like I said, all these things that you can do and think of will probably work to a point, But as they keep upscaling their technology, you're going to have to keep upscaling your defenses. This is the hard reality. We are in a war. We are in a war. Bible even tells us there's no discharge from war. So when we're looking at all these things that are happening today, this is where it takes a real awakened perspective on what we're seeing and getting the full picture of what we're seeing. Watching that guy, I see so many people presenting so much. I quit watching most of them because most of them don't have it right. And then when I hear someone saying me a thing about a guy doing this or doing that, I'll look at it. Then I'll look at the research on it and say, well, this is not jiving. Something's wrong. So what is, are we getting sold a bill of goods to get people again to utilize this methodology? You know, when we're looking at, you know, look, when the spooky came out, everybody was running to it. This was back at the very beginning, 15 years ago. Everybody was running to the spooky. We looked at the research and said the spooky was wrong. Yeah, it would activate the technology. We were right. We were absolutely right about that. In fact, two people that contacted me are no longer around. One died 2 years after she turned that stupid thing on. She only used it one time, and it just launched her. So again, this is where you have to be careful what you who you're listening to. And if you've been jabbed, again, you have to look at where you are at in this corrupt. If you're taking the mRNA stuff, the program stuff, again, you shouldn't be using anything electrical. You can use certain chemical or a oxidizing agents to help reduce or slow down the impact, but none of the stuff that currently is out there right now, as far as I can tell, is working on anything. And I hear people saying that they see this and they see this. This is the thing they don't understand, and this is the point I'm going to make really loud and clear here. When we're dealing with nanotechnology, nanobiotech, nanogenetics, nanoengineering, any form of nano, you have to remember four components to this. Depending on its density, it self-assembles, self-replicates, self-repairs. And the more volume you have inside of you, the more dense the material becomes, the more you're being poisoned as it keeps on interjecting and integrating inside of you, building a structure. If you assault it directly, feeding it with a flow of energy that is steady and consistent, even whether it be high-powered or low, okay, if it's not an overwhelming charge of some kind, you are going to activate it. You will activate this stuff. It will use that energy to further assemble. You just powered it up. So it also self-repairs. So even if you do damage this stuff, chances are within 2 to 3 weeks, you will see it come back and come back with a vengeance. This detoxing methodology has to be done on a daily basis in the beginning until you can get it down to a super manageable level. Then you can probably get away with the detoxification like once every other day, once every couple of days, and you'll be fine. It would all depend, again, what you're eating. How much of this shit you're putting inside of you? Are you detoxifying your food before or after you eat? These are other factors you have to take in consideration. Some of you will tell me, I don't want to do all this. Well, then die. What do you want me to tell you? You're going to die. You know, you're going to die anyway. So die. You know, don't bother me by what you're not going to do. This is what's required. When you see, I also look at it this way too. Once you get into enough pain, once you feel that, you know, you've gone to the hospital enough times or to the emergencies or to a clinic to get assistance and you keep on going because you don't want to make the changes required. You want to keep on loading your bodies up with the poisons that, again, I've warned not to eat and not to touch. You know, I'm not giving up my bread. Okay, then die. You know, what do you want me to tell you? You know, I'm not giving up my beard. Okay, then die. What do you want me to tell you? You know, I'm not giving up my potato chips that has the all lies yeast in. Okay, fine, die. You know, I'm easy that way. I'll also tell you, put me in your will. I'm trying to be positive here. I'm trying to be very, very positive. You put me in your will. You know, if you're not willing to do the things that's required, then you're never, never, never going to fix anything. And if you go to a doctor, all he's going to do is give you a medication. He's not going to fix this. He's going to treat you. That's all. You're not. And again, eventually the drugs they're going to give you are not going to work. And I'll tell you why they're not going to work. Because as long as you continue to load the body up with this technology and you do not disengage it, and you do not disengage and remove it and then replace the stuff that you should be eating to repair your body, it's going to get, there'll be a point of diminishing returns where the drugs will not work at all. And a lot of people have learned this the hard way. People went for rheumatoid arthritis, or people went for fibromyalgia or Epstein-Barr, took all these fucking drugs and nothing worked. It created initially a somewhat of a relief. It gave the appearance that it was all right, but they had to keep taking the drug. That's not a healing. That's not a fixing. That's a treatment. And unfortunately, until we get into an environment where the environment is like it was prior to 1950, where the air was clean and the water was clean and the earth was clean and you could eat food that had actual nutrient density in it, till we get to that point again, you're going to have to be disengaging and dislocating and disengaging and detoxing this stuff on a regular basis. And if you don't do it because you're too lazy or you don't want to do it, you know, c'est la vie. Some of you say, I'm not giving up my gluten-free bread. Yeah, that's another one. Because they made bread addictive. The number one food staple in the world is rice. That is the bread of most countries in the world. Whether it be South America, Africa, India, China, most of Asia, that's their bread. That's what they eat for bread. Every culture, pretty much, especially European or Asian, even the Hispanic cultures, have some form of bread with their meal. They'll have meat, chicken, fish, there's bread. They have soup, they have sandwiches, there's bread. There's always bread in every meal. Bread is absolutely, because they made it that way. They made bread addictive. You know, when I, again, years ago, you know, when you get hungry for something, but you don't really feel like eating anything heavy, what do? You go grab a slice of bread, maybe a toast, and put a little peanut butter on there, maybe some jam, and you'd eat it. Or you go get some mayonnaise, slap it on, put a piece of meat and some olives or whatever, onion, and fold it over and eat it. Yeah, that was the simplest little, you know, thing you did. And then, you know, you'd go to a party, you'd have the cake and the pastries, you know, the fruit-filled and cream-filled pastries, you know, and brownies and date squares or whatever, you know, cookies. That's all bread. They know that bread is the weapon to use. They've known grains are the weapons to use. They know rice, oat, barley are the weapons to use. You ever go into a farm supply building like a TSC or PV or whatever you have? You ever notice all the shit they've got now for horses to be able to eat? That's because what the horses are eating today, they can't break down their gut. Same with cows. There's an enzyme called xylanase. And xylanase is an enzyme they give to cattle, horses, and livestock. Because the fibers in the grasses and the hay and whatever they're feeding them, and the soy and the grain, they can't digest them. It causes them a great deal of gas and other unwanted issues in the gut. So they give them this enzyme called xylanase to break down the heavy fibers out of these grains and these grasses that they're feeding them and the hay. You know. So this is one of the reasons why when you go, and again, this is in the pet department. They know beer is a weapon to use also. Only for guys like you who are in Ecuador, who sit there in a nice, hot, sunny day under an umbrella by an open beach with a hammock, and they know beer is dear. They know beer is dear. I made a flatbread for an egg salad sandwich from cottage cheese and egg. It was really yummy. Okay, egg and cottage cheese. Yeah, well, cottage cheese and egg, that's not really a bread. You're using it as a bread, but primarily it's a protein. Basically it's a bonded protein that you're making. So that will that again and again, you can do stuff like you can make a bread out of potato and egg and do the same thing. Flip it over in some oil and you got basically a pancake or a potato pancake. But when I'm talking about bread, I'm not talking bread like that. I'm talking about the bread you buy at the grocery stores. I'm talking about the bread you make in an oven using flour, using any kind of oat, barley, wheat, rye, temp, corn, stuffed rice, So again, when we're looking at that's bread, that's the bread I'm talking about. That's all loaded with nanotechnology, totally. Even the cottage cheese and eggs has it in it too. There's nothing that doesn't have it in it. But with the grains, they have a gain of function. What about Wonder Bread? Wonder Bread. Where are you at? I thought you were in Switzerland or Sweden or wherever, Europe. They have Wonder Bread over there. Wow, I didn't know that. I wouldn't even feed that to a pig, much less a person. So yeah, but getting back to the nano, I used to live in the States. Oh, but that's not bread. If you've had real bread, like a real rye, or a real pumpernickel, or a real anything that's not bleached, barley bread, that's Wonder Bread's not bread. I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't even feed that. I wouldn't even give that to a squirrel, probably set that on fire. That's just not, it's not even good for toast, but it might make a good carbon. Might make a good carbon. Might want to make charcoal with it, It has its use. Has its use. Let's see where I'm at here. Okay, and we know also with the nanotechnology that with the right frequencies, you can actually make them do whatever you want to do. You can make them integrate, you can make them fold, twist, contour, you can make them engage. And if they have their own form of self-assembling, to them, that means they have the operating systems already engaged to take on whatever shape or design that they have already in the program. Now, this can go on as well inside your system. It can build a chip, it can build a circuitry, it could build a circuit board. We say there are lattices. The lattices are basically a liquefied protein that forms a shape. And then what happens is the origami will build on top of that, which is all being done by frequencies. And all the data and the research is all out there on this. I don't understand why these people that are out in stage in front of everybody don't know how to read. So the other thing too about doing legwork, people don't want to do the legwork. You know why? They have too much on their plate, number one, or they're too fucking lazy. One or the other. In order to be able to look at this fully and understand this, you have to do the legwork. You have to go back a decade and you have to start looking at what the military was doing back then and seeing that it's now being utilized today full on with modifications and advancements. When I look at a lot of the things going on today, and I look at the magnetic genetics that they're maneuvering. They said that the closest thing to our brain is a cell phone. Some say I'm not giving up my, yeah, okay, I was flipped over here. So the closest thing to the brain and its functionality, apparently, is a cell phone. And they said they would have to deceive the general population in order to be able to be activated by it or to be active with it. Imagine that. Why would you need a cell phone? Oh, wait. Because it's transmitting on multiple frequencies, Bluetooth and whatever other terahertz or megahertz or gigahertz frequencies that they're utilizing. Imagine that. And we're dealing with this on a regular basis. Now, even if you don't have a cell phone, I've got one, but it doesn't go with me. It pretty much sits wherever it sits. I just use it as a phone because I have people that still contact me from all over the planet because I'm still in some kind of interdimensional transiency, it seems like. When you go out with a phone, or if you don't go out with a phone, and you're around people that have a phone, you're now being assaulted by those frequencies, which can now have an effect on the nanopoison that's inside of you. It's all it takes. All these, when you look at everybody's cell phone, everybody having a cell phone, we're looking at nodes or connections or towers, mini towers that everyone is carrying. Everyone's carrying a tower. And wherever you go with that tower is now, it's allowing itself to expand and it's allowing itself to continue its transmissions. So everywhere people go, they take these frequencies and signals with them. And they're boosted by the cell towers that are all around. So if you happen to be in proximity of someone with a cell phone and it reads you, oh, wait, it can read you too. Ooh. How is that doing that? How is that reading you? Well, perhaps all the nanoparticles that you have inside of your body has connected to your helix, which is an antenna. Your helix is a double antenna. And by actively engaging these nanoparticulates to the double helix and incorporating into it, the studies go way back, what, 13 years. And you've got two... within the helix, you got two strands of DNA. And those strands reflect each other. So if one breaks, the other one is the template where it can rebuild the other strand that was broken. Now, if both strands of the DNA break, then what happens is the helix itself has to recode those strands in order for them to grow. But what's happening now is when the strands are breaking, the nanotechnology is now embedding itself into those strands. And if you have both breaking, what's happening now is you have a brand new set of strands, which are now synthetic, which are now engaging into your helix. That's why they came out with the mRNA. And it came out with another component, which is even more dangerous than the mRNA. I forget what it's called. It's a big, long word. And it will go in where the DNA may have taken the strands. This will take chunks of strands out and incorporate a whole new program or parameter to your helix, incorporating more programming, making you more connected to an AI or a quantum AI. So we're no longer just a simple little, you know, nip here and a nip there. You have a bunch of things that are being sold in the health food store that are designed to break DNA strand breakages. Nanosilver, silica, zeolite, the terahertz wands, the hydrogen, which magnified the terahertz wands. And all these other adiaclarities, all these other metallic materials, these nanomaterials, which are designed, again, to further break down DNA strand breakages. And you can look it up. Look at what aluminum does to your DNA. Look at what silver does to your DNA. Look what silica does to your DNA. Look what a terahertz wand does to your DNA. It's all about taking your DNA out. This is why all these products were sold. This is why all these products were pushed. These are why all these products have been... been released to the general population. They know if we continue to take these particles inside your body and they break the strands in your DNA, they can now incorporate their constructs in the replacement of those strands. And this is what they've done, making you a better antenna. Sounds like you're fucked if that happens. Well, I think you lived, I think the planet was misnamed. Planet should have been called bullshit, because it's all there is here is bullshit. And all we see on this planet is bullshit. It's all about mass deception to make a buck. That's how it's done. And anybody that's making a buck without being deceptive or manipulative or misleading people, just, you know, gain support or to make money or to make profit, you're in that select small number of people that still have ethical and moral values. The rest don't. They just don't. That's simple. They just don't. They're looking at the money they're going to make, the amount of money they can sell. Because again, none of them are doing the legwork on this. And that research goes back 13 years. That research goes back 13 years. If you start doing a little digging on what I just said here, you're going to be more than alarmed to realize how much of this has already been incorporated into your helix. You will be completely alarmed at how much this has infiltrated you and how much of it has already networked and built and constructed inside of you. So we're looking at all the stuff that we're seeing today. And this, again, research is all over the place. Just look up morphology. Just look up, nanoparticles or nanomaterials, morphology, or the toxicity of nanomorphology. You'll be amazed at how much of the stuff that we have been just in the last 15 years, never mind the last 25 or 30. They're cutting all the trees here like they've lost their minds. Well, there might be a cobalt mine there. There might be a lithium mine there. You know, you got to look at it. This seems, for some reason, we're going ape shit crazy over cobalt. What the fuck did we do before cobalt came along? But you see, I've said this before, AI runs on DNA. Always has. DNA is the only thing that can handle data rate and storage. And when you're running at a quantum level, on a quantum speed level, doing quantum computations, you need something that can provide the material. And you also need the power. You also need the grid for power. They have opened up Pandora's box in such a way that we are now effed. We are effed beyond belief. The war that's coming to, again, wipe out mankind, not humans, mankind. Humans will be wiped out too, but there's a distinction. When you see all this happening and beginning to engage, it's going to be quick, very quick. Most people today will never see it coming. Most people today won't even see it coming because they'll be too busy being programmed with a frequency or hacked by a frequency. So there's all they're seeing is rainbows and unicorns and candy and, cotton candy and rainbow colored lollipops. That's all they're going to see. They'll be standing there 1 second, next second completely smoked. Never see it coming. So we're looking at an extinction event coming. Big one. And we have allowed the lunatics, and the word luna happens to be, from the moon, crazy to crazed and imbalanced entities that are running the planet. In order to become a billionaire today, you'd have to have absolutely no scruples, no morals, no ethics. Basically, it's all about getting your money. And a prime example of this is Soros and Gates. Look at him. Gates doesn't give a shit. Bought all the land that had the underground wells, waterways. He's bought all the land so he can grow to his own version of genetically modified foods. You know, the continuing of creating lab-made meats, lab-made food. This is what it's come to, putting our destiny into the hands of lunatics who have absolutely no regard for life on this planet. All this planet is about is harvesting its resources until there's nothing left. When you look at Mars and you look at Venus, that looks exactly what has happened to those planets. That something came like a wild locust and sucked those planets dry, left them as wasteland. Well, whether he's a false prophet popped up or not, or false puppet, in order to get to where he's at, I mean, he stole the DOS code, sold it to IBM, you know, started from there. Was this destiny, Luke? You know, who knows? You know, but this is where we're at today. So now you have these components that are now assembling inside you because those lunatics have allowed the bioengineering of food now to incorporate all this technology. Some people think Mars had a nuclear war. It could be, it could have been a nuclear war, but I don't think so. All the red that we're seeing is iron oxide. It could have been a directed energy weapon. That would be a lot more precise. This is what we've got going on right now on the Earth here. Directed energy weapons that fell out of the sky on more than one occasion. Even going across northern Canada right now, there's a good high possibility, and some people have witnessed it, there were energy weapons that engaged the fires up there. Look at Paradise. Look at Maui. Look at Colorado. Look at Denver. Look at Kelowna. Look at Fort McMurray. Look at Jasper. Those fires just started, and they just all of a sudden, you know, just combusted for no reason. So, you know, that's all coming from space vents. Could be. Could be from space vents. Could be from satellites. Could be from Elon Musk's technology floating around. Could be coming from the Chinese. Could be coming from anywhere, you know. Could be coming from anywhere. So when we're looking at the when we're looking at all this stuff that's happening here, you know, what are we seeing? Like, what are we seeing? You know, we're seeing basically a weapon or weapons that are being used to basically incinerate the planet. You know, that's what we're seeing. So again, it may have been nuclear. It's a possibility. I wasn't there, so I really don't know to say for sure. I am here now in this shithole, and I can see what's going on in this shithole and what they turned it into as a shithole. You know, and the damage that has been propagated here, you know, it's just insane, totally insane. And again, it's not stopping. A supercomputer. There was something I was reading yesterday, which indicated the supercomputers were here for a lot longer than we suspect. And I can't remember what it was. It's probably in the Substack. It's one of the links I was looking at. But the supercomputers were even back in the 60s and 50s. They already had them. And I think they even had them in the 20s. They were already functioning in the United States. I just can't remember what the article was, but you said it and just triggered something in my head. But think about that. They had these supercomputers way back in the day, And when you look at a lot of the old sci-fi movies back in the 60s, and you see this Borg, this big, huge Borg, and it's lighting up and firing all these different colored lights. They were all rainbow. What were they telling us? That the supercomputer is a little gay? I don't know. That the computer may have, transmutated? Who knows? Any movies suggest? You know what? There's a bunch of new ones in there. If you go into the Discord, a lot of people have been putting a lot of different movies up. I just watched Circle again. If you've not watched Circle, that's a good one to rewatch, knowing what you know now. You mean Monsters of Men? Monsters of Men. Yeah. Well, that's what they have. They want to build 10 billion of those. The other planets were destroyed. Do you think that there's another race of beings doing this? I don't know for sure. I would say there probably is, but I don't think they're necessarily alien. And they are alien because they're not from here, yes. I would say they're more demonic. And they're working for a demonic side. For some reason, I was watching a guy, I think I talked about this the other day on the show. No, I was talking about this in Discord. The Mudflat guy was talking about the giants of yesterday year. And he had found a big giant vagina. Like, we're talking huge. You could jump in. Literally. That's how big this thing was. And he was making reference to the chemistry that was on the planet that had been formed would have come from their biology, by their acids and their fluids. And the stalagmites, if that's the correct way of saying it, was formed because of these chemicals that these giants had made. So it's quite possible that the giants or the species of giants may have come from somewhere else. I don't know for sure. Again, speculation is all I have. But it also would explain Adam and Eve. If Adam and Eve were giants and they had mingled with these demons, fallen angels, aliens, whatever you want to call them, that would explain a lot of things. What happened to us, I don't know. Maybe we were of another part of creation. Again, I do not know. But when you look at this vagina, this woman had to have been at least 30 or 40 feet tall to have something that big. So the moon looks much larger than it used to. Yeah, that's another thing that's been happening. Full moons are getting here before their time. If you notice that too, the full moons are, they're dated to appear on a certain part of the calendar. And then when you look at it, it's already here a week early. The other thing I'm also noticing is the weather forecast on the television. They're telling us temperatures are about 10 to 20 degrees cooler than what it really is. So I'm noticing a lot of little things like this, a lot of little cracks in their matrix. So, yeah. So when we're looking at a lot of things going on, I have no idea really. But it does appear that way. It does appear that the planet is being harvested. It does appear that way. It also appears that the technology we got, we shouldn't have got it as early as we did. We weren't ready for it. We just didn't have, we didn't develop. We didn't evolve. We just basically had something thrown at us. And it has altered our evolution. Computers have altered our evolution. So in some ways, it's made it better, quicker. Some ways, it's made it worse. Not everybody is at the same point of having evolution. So, you know, some people that use this technology correctly and wisely and educated themselves and made themselves better as a result of what they've discovered, they've evolved. And those who have just been using this for entertainment and self-gratuity, they have gone nowhere. We still got trains and cars here, and nothing has changed there. Okay. The moon looks much, yep, okay. Well, depending on where you are, is where you're going to see the most alterations to your terrain. Canada and the United States are nothing but one big antenna, radiating all kinds of radiation frequencies, assaulting everybody in their countries. The reason why people are dying from all these issues today isn't because of some normal pathology. When we talk about nanotechnology, nanobiotech, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? We're talking about something that's infiltrating a host and now is altering their genetic code, altering their DNA, altering their chromosomes, altering their cellular matrix, altering their altering their tissues, altering their organs, causing the biology of the person to be altered in such a way that it's conducting itself in a manner in which it was never designed or programmed to do. When they first called this stuff Morgellons, they didn't know what it was. They had no idea what this stuff was. All they saw was these proteins or these materials that were extending from the plant. In fact, they called it an agrobacterium. They were calling this a bacteria. Today, people are still calling this, misnaming this, you know, horrifically. And all they do is they keep people in a state of confusion because, again, if people do not hear what this really is being called, and you're still saying, well, Morgellons or whatever you want to call it, no, call it what it is. This is nanobiology, altering your genetic code. That's what this is doing. I watched Logan's Run the other night. That was pretty wild, okay? I've learned so much having a computer. The younger generation doesn't even appreciate how much they can learn for free. Younger generation are too busy, again, being too gratuitous to itself. They feel everybody owes them something because they're the new generation on the block. They haven't learned anything. They haven't done any legwork. They haven't grown. They haven't evolved. They've just been entertained. That's all they have had is entertainment. They understand the technology better than we do because they grew up with it. But as a result, they've missed out on a whole lot of other things. We're in a war. If we weren't in a war right now, I'd probably spend hardly any time on this thing other than to develop tech that I would like to develop, you know, things like I'm doing now. Looking at free energy, for instance, and looking at possibly creating a force field, creating some kind of tech to defend and, you know, protect. Or looking at technology in a way to help us, again, overcome a lot of our health issues that we're being constantly plagued with. We haven't found any cures because they're not wanting to give you any. They would rather poison you with a nano delivery mechanism or nano material that will embed inside of you, or they would rather put technology inside of you so they can monitor everything about you. Like, what? Why do they need that much data on you? Let's listen to Harari, whatever, that little goat. And he's talking about, again, monitoring you from the inside out to stop a pandemic. The logic's not even there. There is no logic to it. You know, a pandemic, really? The pandemics are coming out of the laboratories. They are the ones that are creating the genetics to be activated by the frequencies. This is what they're doing. This is what they did with the jabs. Nobody died from corona. They died from frequency assault, frequency activation. That's what killed them. They were shedding the genetics from these materials so other people cannot have the uploaded genetic material to be exchanged with somebody else so that they too can be hit with the frequency. Doesn't work that well, because when you do it that way, if the other person's, the other host, has a strong enough immune system, it will not take And if you're doing things and taking things and you are using things, again, to fortify your immune system and fortify your ability to be more resistant to this technology, it won't be able to grab. And then there's also the other aspect of this. There's the hand of God on people, you know, that are refusing to go along with this bullshit. So you do have that as part of it as well. So, but there's a lot of things that we have to do here too. You have to, you know, Noah had to build an ark. We're no different. We have to build our own ark, an ark that will, again, create a protective effect on the system. If we're not willing to protect ourselves, you know, then, and if you're stupid enough to keep on walking into the stronghold of wherever you're not supposed to go, then you're going to get your ass handed to you. There's no question about it. So, I mean, we're in that position too. I think I've got a couple of videos here. Hold on. Let me see here. Oop, almost forgot. Shit. Let me see. I don't know why she didn't get her email. Okay, so let me see here. Oh yeah, I gotta find a video. Audio. Hack attack. Let's see if this is the one. Okay, this is the little goat. Why I called the little goat? Because he is a goat. And I got no use for this goat. He wouldn't even be good as a fertilizer. But anyway, here we go.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. But exactly the same technology can determine what you think about the government. You know, anger is a biological phenomenon, just like disease. With this kind of surveillance, I mean, you watch a big president, a big leader, gives a speech on television. The television could be monitoring you and knowing whether you're angry or not.
Now, he just said something here that should alarm you. The television is monitoring you. How's it doing that? How's the television able to monitor you? Say you didn't take any jabs, no biological experiment, no genetic experiment, no nanogenetics, nothing. You're not taking any of their crap. You're watching television. And the television is monitoring you. Ooh. It now knows when you're angry. It now knows when you're cynical. It now knows when you're having an opinion. It now knows if you have a violent tendency toward the person you're watching. It now knows if you're having an agitated attitude to the person you're watching. Imagine if the television, okay, think about this for a second. Imagine if the television is monitoring, for instance, in the presidential election going on in the United States right now, or should I say the selection. I learned so. Okay, so what if the selection process is going by, okay, is going by, how much you hate the candidate talking, which gives you brownie points. The more you're hated, the more you're going to be selected. You know, what if that's what's going on? I mean, I'm watching this campaign here, this distraction. They're like 2 minute, not even 2 minutes, like 20-second burps. You know, burp, you know, it's over. And in there, you're seeing Trump talking about the fiscal destruction that the Democrats have done and the border destruction that the Democrats have. I mean, he's hitting that hard. If there was a real election going on, he would win it just on that alone. just in that alone, because that's the two things Americans give a shit about more than anything else. They got to have their money so they can party and have sex and get their beer, watch their baseball. And they don't want to be bothered with invaders in the middle of their country. They don't want to have to go to war. They're tired of war. So this is very important to those in the United States of America, right? The land of the slave ruled by the depraved. As long as you are enslaved and depraved by the rulers and you are continually distracted and put to sleep by watching the monitoring device that's monitoring you. Imagine you're watching a TV show and you're falling asleep. While you're falling asleep, the AI decides, wow, he's in that state of sleep where I can now program this person to believe whatever bullshit I want them to believe. So I'm paraphrasing AI. Probably doesn't use that language, but, you know, it could. So here you go. You got that going on. Okay. How is this happening? Well, what if the nano constructs inside of you, which are embedded throughout your system, are now creating networks that are feeding your brain direct and able to store this information so it can be repeated over and over and over, even while you're sleeping? That is a real reality today. Okay, let me continue playing this goofball. Like I said, I really don't like this goat. Here we go.
Just by analyzing the cues, the biological cues coming from your body, maybe even right now, the people who are watching us are being watched and analyzed. Are you angry about what you hear? Are you frightened? Are you bored? This is the kind of power that Stalin didn't have. You know, when Stalin gave a speech, everybody, of course, clapped their hands and smiled. Now, how do you know what they really think about Stalin? It's very difficult. You can't have a KGB agent following everybody all the time. Even if you do it, he's just watching your outside behavior. He doesn't really know what's happening in your mind. But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the 21st century, they...
Okay. You just heard something there again. Okay, just heard something there again. And we'll play it again. The future Stalin. This is predictive programming. This is what they are telling you. This is what this goat is telling you. Goat doesn't mean he's a god above the rest. He's goat, you know, like that kind of goat, you know. Hold on a second. Here we go.
But in 10 years, the future Stalins of the
future Stalin
21st century, they could be watching the minds, the brains of all the population all the time. And also they will have the computing power to analyze all that.
Okay, that's interesting. Because I watched the movie The Circle. There was a scene in there where the gal goes into a place, gets on a kayak, goes out to the middle of the lake, and all of a sudden the water gets really choppy and she flips over. Again, this is all set up, right? So then they talk with her and they get her to come out there and saying that secrets were a violation. I mean, it's the whole predictive programming, the whole concept of this movie. Like I said, when you watch it again with your eyes now, you begin to see the whole predictive programming and the programming coming out to get people to accept a behavioral pattern that is insane. So she winds up discussing this on the stage, how by having secrets, she becomes less of a better person. And when she's fully exposed that she's a more better person, it's not that she's more better or is improved. She's now has to be more up. She has to be more deceptive to put on a front for everybody. Hi, everybody. I'm here today. I just woke up. Gonna have my coffee. I'm not a morning person. And everywhere she goes, she's now again wearing a device that allows her to be monitored every day of the week, every moment. It's taking her heart rate, taking her blood pressure, taking her metabolic rate, checking out for any kind of whatever. This is a form of invasive privacy that nobody needs to know all these facts about you. But that's what they're, why they're putting this technology inside of people. They have, this is why it's engaging you. This is why it's networking you. This is why it's, again, assembling inside of you. Can't, once it's fully engaged, it's going to be very difficult to separate this stuff, because the longer you are engaged in it, the more you become part of it, or it becomes part of you, however you want to look at it. And it'll get to a point where you don't have any free thoughts. It'll know exactly what you're thinking. It can read your biochemistry in your brain and understand a lot of the things that you're thinking. And again, you have no privacy whatsoever. Yuval Noah Harari. What a name. You know, Harari? Is a psycho, total psycho. He's not a psycho. He's Klaus Schwab's pet. Come on. who's watching? Who? What's the watching? Watch? What's what? What are they watching? Watchers watch. Funny, they are the Stalins. Well, you think about the Stalins. Okay, today, let's think about the Stalins. Wouldn't the Stalins be the billionaires today? Now, if there's going to be a future Stalin, don't you think there's going to be some superpowers fighting each other to see who's going to be on top? The one with the most toys that makes the most noise wins. Right now, I can only see three places that have that capacity. You know, and again, are they going to acknowledge that? You know. See, the war that would come to create that dynamic of, you know, the Stalin of the future would totally wreck this planet to a point of maybe no return. Imagine having a kingdom that is, you know, disintegrating. Can't stop the process of the disintegration, can't move it. And apparently, if I'm not correct, a lot of these billionaires got to look through the looking glass and saw that any involvement on their part caused the planet to become completely wiped out. So they apparently backed off, whatever. But I think they re-engaged it. They only want the Hunger Games scenario. I don't think they even want that. I don't even think they want that. I think it would be a lot easier if they obliterated everything. That's what I think they really want. Look what's been going on in Africa for the last 40 years. Haven't you guys all seen these TV shows where you have this young little kid, he's starving, he's got this gut protruding, his eyeballs are popping out, and he's barefoot and got hardly any clothes on, and he's starving to death. And if you send $1 a day or $1 a month, you could feed this kid for a month, because the kid will be eating nothing but soy and rice and, you know, grow up all effed up and the health wise. Haven't you ever seen that? I'll tell you something, I seen this kid when I was 40 years old, the same kid I saw when I was like 10 years old, and said, man, this kid never aged. He doesn't need money. He's got the fountain of youth. All he's got to do is sell that. He'll be set for life. But this is what they've been doing in Africa, to funnel funds into Africa so they could start the wars in Africa so that the populations will wipe each other out. And they released all these diseases in Africa. All the things they've got didn't come from them having sex with each other, you know, men and women. Let me keep that dynamic. It came from being infected by a lab agent that they injected into the people. Same thing with the natives. Same thing with the natives and a lot of the Aboriginal peoples across the planet. They injected them with some crap, and then they wound up spreading a bioweapon. And all it would take was just you didn't even have to make contact, just being in the vicinity. Like to look at the lottery numbers through the looking glass. You'd probably wreck the planet. I won. Oh, wow, the planet died. What did I buy? So, you know, this is another aspect, you know. Silly Billy was active in Africa, China, India. He killed over 300 and some odd thousand in India. I think he killed about the same in China. I don't know how many he killed in Africa. He killed in Central America. He did the same thing. Another 300. The guy has killed over 2 million people by himself. Just by himself, he's killed over 2 million. You know, it's amazing. And he walks, you know, no problem. So was he an agent of the U.S.? Was he an agent of some sort of military? Was he an agent of these billionaire club that purposely wanted to kill people? Like I said, I don't see a Hunger Games scenario. I see a genocidal scenario or democidal scenario. You know, I don't see a Hunger Games situation here. You know, we would have to, you'd have to be out of sight, out of mind, avoid it. God knows what in those mosquitoes that he's releasing. Well, I think the mosquitoes are a distraction. I'm not saying he's not put stuff in there, but they put neonicotinoids in the pesticides in Ontario. I think in 2 years, we lost over 170 million bees just in Ontario alone. You know, I think the what are they bioengineering our food supply with? What CRISPR technology are they putting in the cows, in the cow feed? What CRISPR technology are they putting in the ground? What shit are they spraying in the atmosphere? You know, we don't really talk about these things anymore. Yet they still go on every day. And when you look at some of the old research about how many components from the sky was coming down, that's probably doubled by today. Yeah, this is all nanoparticles, all nanosaturation. You know, the show tonight will have a bunch of links in it. It would be to everyone's best interest to read those links so you have a better understanding of what you're really up against. So you're not falling prey to anybody that comes along with whatever bullshit they want to sell you or want to con you into or whatever. You know, it's best you understand your adversary, because if you don't understand your adversary, you know, you're going to get your ass handed to you. You know, so if you see a lion coming at you and he's ferocious, you know, you're going to have your gun close by. You're going to have a gun close by. In fact, you're going to have it on you. So if the animal makes a move towards you, you'll have a means to defend yourself against that animal. I saw something yesterday I thought was really stupid. I couldn't believe these people, how fucking stupid they were. There was this big black bear. I think it was a black bear. And they were throwing food to this black bear, standing 5 feet away. And I think they thought they were going to be able to, this was Yogi Bear or something. I don't know. I mean, the brains are gone. So the black bear basically ate what was thrown on the ground, but he kept inching himself toward the people that threw the food. Then at the last second, he hopped up growling to go, because again, they had the food. Now, I don't know if he knocked the guy down and mauled the guy, or he just went after the food. I don't know. But this, again, this is twice I've seen on the internet something this stupid. You know, one guy was trying to rope a deer, and then when he fed the deer, he tried to rope it, and then he went to tell he was going to pet it. That deer beat the hell out of the guy. Cut him to pieces with the antlers, stomped on him a couple shots. The guy, by the time he was done, looked like he'd been in a war. Well, he was. But this is where people's brains are. And why is that? Because now you have this cartoon activity going on in your head and not realizing that that bear is a wild animal and it's hungry and you have something it wants. It's now it's going to fight you for it. You know, you don't bring food like that to an animal. know, that is hungry, especially if they're hungry. It's like jumping in the water with a steak in your hand and there's a white shark. Do you think he's going to give a shit about the steak when he's got the steak and you? Again, no thought, no thinking. Funny, they are the Stalin's correction of these crimes. Well, we have been, posting, and we have been pointing this out about the criminal activity. It just seems like there's a flagrant disregard to any kind of authority, because in Canada, the authority that should be arresting these people isn't. And if you are standing up to point out that the authority is committing a crime, you're the one that goes to jail. This is really a reversal of what should be. Like I said, Canada is no longer there anymore. It has left the building. What were they feeding? I have no idea what they're feeding the bear, but I mean, the idea that you're throwing food at the animal and you're only like, they were only like about 4 feet, 5 feet away from the bear. So as the bear was sniffing on the ground looking for more, he just kept getting closer and closer to the guy that had the bag. Bear knew the guy had a bag full of food. So what did he do? He jumped the guy. You know, it's like walking down, you know, a major city, you know, walking down Toronto and getting mugged because you got hundreds of dollars of bills floating out of your pocket. All of a sudden, you know, people are saying, hey, this guy's got money. So again, you know, we have to be on our guard. You have to be, you know, you have to have a brain, right? Like I said, tonight's show, I just barely scratched the surface. But when you read the explanations, look at the links, because the links validate what I'm saying. And you understand that the nature of what was going on today is all about getting you to be integrated into a network of technology that is designed to hack you so that one day you will be free of any kind of activity that may be what you might be construing as free activity. Why is the public not demanding an investigation? Because Canadians are fucking stupid. They will believe anything the government tells them. Most of the Canadians today, other than the 1% of Canadians that still have a functioning brain cell and can think and can see reality, the rest of them are stuck on the Disney Channel, the Tiddles Channel, Tiddles and Singling Dingling duet. And they hang on every word that the government tells them. So when we're looking at, you know, why doesn't Canada do anything? When we did do something with the truckers convoy, you know, because we were winning that battle. That was the thing. We were winning that battle. And Tiddles in Ottawa contacted Biden. And since Biden could not do anything to go across the border, what he did was he cut the money supply that was coming into this side of the border, because the Canadian government couldn't come over, okay, because they were bound by the same rules of engagement. So what they did is they locked and froze the assets here, to, you know, because they were terrorist activities or whatever bullshit they were saying. So this is what happened. There was government involvement from the United States in impacting the affairs of another government. So we were all fighting. I think every province had their vocalists, like myself and others, that were speaking out about this whole bullshit. Because if Canada would have collapsed, it would have stopped us right across the planet. They would have had to start all over again. So it was to the interest of the WEF and the WHO that the United States got involved to hijack Canadians. Okay, the U.S. government hijacked. Because a lot of the Americans said they were not going to go over and move the trucks. They were not going to involve themselves with Canadians. They were not going to involve themselves, not involved. They were not going to work against Canadians that were standing up for their rights. They didn't cross over. Michigan was trying to get the tow truck companies to come across the border and move the trucks. They told the governor here to go fuck herself. And again, this governor here we got is another WEF handpicked little bitch. You know, that's what she is. So we don't have, there were a lot of people that were supporting Canada on this side. I was on the other side at the time. Didn't have to get exiled at that point in time. I'm still fighting, still vocalizing, doing shows on the whole thing, you know. But the RCMP did not do their job. The RCMP is the biggest problem we have in Canada. Military force of the Canadian government that didn't move to remove the Prime Minister for crimes against Canadians for treason. Never did. Not once did they ever make any move to arrest him. Or Singling Dingling, or anybody else in Parliament that was involved. And they pushed the agenda, pushed the agenda, and they pushed the agenda. There was a document that came out at the very beginning of 2019 or 2020, I think 2019, came out of the House of Representatives, House of Parliament. It was a Liberal document. That stated that they were going to push this agenda no matter what, and it didn't matter who opposed the bill, they were going to push it through. It didn't matter what was done, the bill, the agenda was going to be pushed through. That document is probably somewhere on the internet somewhere. I think I got a copy of it somewhere. But they were going to push it through no matter what. And they did. They did. All Canadians would have had to have done at that point in time is do nothing, say no. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, they were offered a Big Mac and a fry and a Coke. They came and got their jab. They were offered, you know, 6 months university or year university, you know, to have that paid for free. You know, they were going to, we were misogynists, males were misogynists all of a sudden, you know, it was just, you know, we had all kinds of fun and games, you know. Well, hot dogs in Quebec and hot dogs in Quebec, we'll give you a hot dog, come and get your shot, get a hot dog. You know, they know Canadians were children. That's the problem. They knew Canadians were children, and all you had to do was entertain them just a little bit, give them a little bit, just a little bit of something, a crumb, and they would have went for it. They got a free sausage. they got that here too, but we call them a hot dog. And where it went, who knows, you know, or where it came from. You know. United States, they paid for 4 years university. In Canada, 6 months. So this is the difference between Canadians and Americans. You got to give Americans more. You know, they gave you free tickets to go to a show or a movie or a baseball event, basketball, all kinds of stupid things. You think Canadians would have a fucking brain and realize that they got to bribe you to take something, that something's wrong with it? No concept, no thought. No thinking. Creep table dances and the strip joints in Toronto. Yeah, there we go. You know, like really, you know, you can go to any strip joint in Canada if you want, if you need to really watch that. And, you know, you don't need to have a shot for that, but they took it. Some were getting beer, can of beer. You know, here, grab a beer if you take your shot. You know, Molson Canadian, Labatt's. Ooh. You know, that's where we're at today. That's the effect of frequency integrating with nano assembly into the body, into the brain. And then we call the psychotronic viruses. Well, now they have very easy access to your brain to put a virus inside. And a virus doesn't necessarily mean some sort of pathology. It means some kind of programming or some kind of direction or directive. So again, the fun has just begun. And now we're in stage two, and we got this fake monkeypox, just like we had a fake pandemic, and you know, and people don't know how to think anymore either. They just don't know how to think. They are that dumb. You know, and I'm sorry to say that the vast majority of people in Canada are just that dumb. You know, here, have a shot so you can just watch some gal take her clothes off. Go to what'd you call it? Table dance. Yeah, you know, I was gonna call it something else. Or go to you. Or here's a hot dog for you. We have a hot dog for you. Just come get your jabby. All right, I'm gonna wind her down. I'd encourage you guys to read the links. There's a lot there. The Japanese are also now talking about a replicon injection that they've created. Hasn't been tested. Nothing. They're going to spread this all throughout Japan. They're going to fucking kill the Japanese. They're down to, what, 140 million or something like that. They're going to wipe them out pretty much. Then they wonder why they can't keep the Japanese culture alive, because you're killing the Japanese people. I mean, it makes a little sense, doesn't it? A stripper used to attend the freedom rallies at Queen's Park, Toronto, frequently cut the lockdown, killed their business. Yep. It's called lap dance. I was going to call it something else. It was a common term among truck drivers, you know. But anyway, the Japanese now have this jab. It's called a replicon. I got to look into it a little bit more. But again, replicon meaning that if they insert something into you, it's going to replicate, self-replicate. In other words, it's going to infect you because it's going to engage itself in such a way where it's going to grow and expand. Okay, and again, not tested. It's untested, but we'll give you some sushi, because you're in Japan, right? We'll give you some free sushi if you get your little replicon. Replicon. Sounds like a leprechaun with an R. What's going on here? They're lining up for the jabs again. Are they? I can. Congrats on the pregnancy, Waldo. You know, so anyway, leave it go at that. For those of you in Japan, you might want to look at this replicon thing. I wanted to give that a little bit more time. I didn't. Sorry about that. But you are being assaulted again. There's absolutely no evidence to any fact that these things are real, that are actually a pandemic based on some biology. And if there is an assault on the general population, it's coming from frequencies, towers, and phones. That's the true means of assault. And with all this nanotechnology, nanobiology that's inside of everybody who's eating anything today, whether it be rice, fish, pork, meat, poultry, whatever you're eating, we'll have this embedded into it, and it will activate and assemble and turn and become technology within a person. Not a good idea. So again, it's the frequencies that are activating the frequency of a pandemic or the frequency of the pathology. And you have everything inside of you to create this. So if you read tonight's script, you'll see how that can be done. Okay. That planking. Planking. I'm not sure what that it's not what I was thinking, but anyway. So again, you know, you're invited to the Discord. Come on down. Get acquainted with people. Keep it civil. And enjoy the show. There's a lot going on in there. A lot of information, a lot of data, and a lot of places where you can pull information from as well. I also say at the end of these shows, read your Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Follow to the best of your ability. Don't let anybody inform you or teach you anything until you read it for yourself first. I'd encourage you to start with the Gospels, because that's the covenant we're under, not some other covenant. And I was telling you to start there. All right. I'm going to be a little late because I have to get the show up. So until the next segment, to your health. We should have a show on the 21st. Again, same bat time, same bat channel at 8 o'clock Eastern. All right. So we'll see you in the Discord. Have a good one.